Hey, let's do one on a patient by the name of Jamieson Joanne. Jamieson Joanne. And let's put down, this is a blank-year-old woman with history of lung cancer with a 20-pound weight loss in the past 2 months. Frequent falls, pathological fracture, pelvic fracture, in tremendous amount of pain, requiring pain medication around the clock. Oh, here we go, 1951. So let me tell you how old she is so you can put that in there. 20, 43 minus 1951. It's a 72-year-old woman, okay? So 72-year-old woman, Joanne, J-O-A-N, Jamieson, J-E-M-E-S-O-N. So a tremendous amount of pain. She requires pain medication around the clock. Also, it's nausea and vomiting because of her pain medication, period. She lives with her husband, who's her primary caregiver. She requires Zofran and pain medication together to control her symptoms, as I mentioned, along with oxycodone and tramadol. Period. The paragraph, patient's found to be very depressed because of the current condition. She has a KPS score of 40% and requires help with all ADLs, period. Again, along with the weight loss, she's had tremendous weakness and which has caused her to be bedbound. She has very little appetite. She's anemic. She's a protein cal. She has protein calorie malnutrition. Period. Patient has been followed up. New paragraph has been followed up by oncology for some time and has had both chemo and radiation therapy recently. To the point that their family has decided against any further treatments, hospitalization, and or any other modalities to keep her alive, period. They want the family to stay comfortable in the past, in the next few days and weeks that she has left, period. This, by the way, makes her hospice appropriate because she has less than 6 months to live, period. Review of the records also indicates that she has, along with her lung cancer, she suffers with hyperlipidemia, diabetes, COPD. Recent CT of the abdomen, beginning of April this year, has shown right lobe lung mass, lymphadenopathy, bilateral adrenal nodules consistent with metastasis, periaortic lymphadenopathy, acetabular lesion consistent with bony metastasis. Patient has received radiation therapy to relieve the pain. Let's see, patient also suffers from coronary artery disease. Recent CT angiogram showed RCA with mild luminal stenosis. Echocardiogram showed EF of 60 to 65%, period. Once again, patient has opted for no further treatments and wants to be kept comfortable. Hence, is very much hospice appropriate and expected to live less than 6 months. Thank you.